You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
More South African music, more often on Zone Radio 88.5 FM.
Except for love, love, love. Ride it on paradise. Take the truth and bring the light. We will love till our dying days. That's what we're gonna start today. Cause I see breathe, let go. The writing's on the wall. All of us know nothing at all. Breathe, let go. The writing's on the wall. All of us know nothing at all. Except for love, love, love.
Write it on the walls, all of us know nothing at all.
That's a track called Breathe, and it's done by a young man called Milan, and I have him sitting right here in the studio with me. And hello, Milan, and welcome to Zone Radio.
Ooh, hello, Judy. Thank you so much for having me.
It's so nice to have you. It's always nice to have artists come and chat to us and so we can find out all about you. And then the listeners get to know who you are. So you are Cape Town based?
Yes, currently I am. I'm from the Garden Route, you could say.
Okay.
But I live in Musenberg now.
Oh, awesome. It's a lovely place to live, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are you a surfer?
You'll catch me out there on the surf.
When you say Garden Route, where were you?
Do you know Wilderness?
Yes.
Yes, beautiful space.
So, it is beautiful.
You know, with COVID and all of that,
mm-hmm.
being a musician is not the best thing to do during COVID.
Yeah.
And so I had to end up moving back to my family over there.
Right.
And so, yeah, you know, I weathered the storm there, you could say.
Uh-huh.
And now I'm back.
Oh,
and here
good.
We are. Now we're doing the things here on Zone Radio. So
there
it's
we
good
go.
To be here.
Nice to have you here. It really is. So how long have you been doing music for a living?
For a living, my first paid show was in 2018.
Wow,
and
that's a long time ago.
Yeah, COVID put a spanner in the works,
yeah.
or else we'd be a bit further now.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, that was my first paid show. So, you know, I still used to do bartending and waitering or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, bartender, do music,
mm-hmm.
da-da-da, music. And then eventually, 3 months before COVID, I finally, like, paid my rent of my place for the first time just with my shows.
Oh, wow.
Quit my jobs there. Was like, yo, I'm such a big man now, you know, all sorted. And then, yeah.
All independent yeah. now.
Exactly. And then, yeah. So, but here we are again doing the same thing and it's going great. So.
Well, that's good to hear. I mean, as John Lennon says, life is what happens when you're busy making other plans.
Exactly, Judy.
Yeah, exactly. So, it's obviously been a dream of yours for a long time to be a musician.
Since I was 5 years old.
Oh, really?
I knew I always wanted to do it. And, you know, no one ever tells you,
mm-hmm.
you know, especially as a kid or growing up. Yeah, you can be a musician or
yes.
you can be a rock star.
Yes.
They tell you, you know, doctor, lawyer, engineer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I did spend 3 years studying at Stellenbosch, studied engineering, got into my third year.
Engineering of all things. Yeah.
Imagine that phone call when I told my family, hey, only son, only child. Listen, guys, I'm deregistered. I'm not, it's after the fact. I've already deregistered. And yeah, I'm going to be a musician. Okay. So, and yeah, you know.
Did you have a family conference after that?
No, I just put the phone down. It's fine, yeah. So
yeah, they couldn't have been too happy because let's face it, it's quite a difficult career that you've chosen. It's not easy to break into and become world famous, for instance.
Yeah,
kind
of.
So why did you decide to give up your studies? Why didn't you just finish them and do music in between?
Okay, because I realized very succinctly, very quickly, very solidly that I want to spread a message of positivity and love to people.
Right.
Whether we're sitting like we are now across from one another or whether it could be a whole stadium and I could do it millions at a time.
Okay.
Because I like to work smart, not hard. So what's the easiest way to spread a positive message? Sure, you could do it one by one sitting next to someone and brighten the day. Or you could do it on a grand scale and you could wipe it. You could spread it way further. Your voice could travel way farther. And so I decided that, and I had an experience, and it showed me that almost like you are the artist behind the canvas of your life, and what you paint on that canvas is what you will see. And so let me paint a life that I'm proud of. Let me paint the life I want to see.
Okay.
And so I jumped with both feet, you could say, and straight into the deep end. And yeah, here we are. So
and
lots of fun.
A personal question. How do your folks feel now that you're performing?
They love it. I even maybe earlier this year hit a bit of a wobble, and I was like, you know, listen, Ma, I think I'm going to go study this, that, you know, next year. And she's like, oh. No, man, but what? Why not the UK? Why not this? So they back me almost at the times that, you know, one needs a support network.
Absolutely.
And to have that trust of your family and that belief is worth more than gold, you could say.
That is incredible because you don't always get that, and you're very lucky to have it, I must be honest.
Thank you.
So we only have two tracks of yours at Zone Radio. How many others have you recorded?
There are five, I think, that are on the streaming platforms that you can find.
All right.
So, yeah.
So when you say streaming platforms, that's Spotify, all of them, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, guys, if you like Milan, go and follow him, I'm guessing, on TikTok because you mentioned that earlier. Are you on Facebook?
Yes, I'm on Facebook. You can type in Milan Becker Music.
Okay.
And you will find it.
All right. And what else? Twitter, no?
Yeah, well,
Instagram?
Any platform you love to spend your time on, if you type in the words Milan Becker Music, you will find all this positive music for you waiting.
That's fantastic. All right. So let's talk a bit about that song we've just listened to, Breathe. What is that actually about? I mean, everybody has to breathe, but there's obviously a very positive, lovely message behind that song.
Thank you. So I was on SABC3 last week, and they showed the music video. And if you see the music video, it's very nature-based and returning back to nature. And it's, you know, in these modern times, we can get caught up. We can easily just be stressing about this, that on your way to, from work, back to home, and, I got to do this, I got to do that. When that's not what we're built for on this planet, you know, we are part of nature. We are animals just like any other.
But we don't behave as well as animals do.
Yeah. Hey, if you saw my dog at home, then, but that's very true. And so, yeah, it's important to remember that natural connection and to take a step back, maybe go into nature and connect and realize that nothing is that crazy or that important that you can't take a second out and collect yourself and breathe. Exactly.
I love that. I really do. I'm one of those people who loves to meditate and constantly forget to do it. So I must remember this chat that we're having right now because there is nothing better than just taking time out and just being by yourself and collecting your thoughts and breathing, as you say.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's talk about your career now. So how many gigs have you had since you've been back in Musenberg? Have you had quite a few?
Back in Musenberg, maybe, let's say five or so. I've been here for the last 2 months.
Okay.
So,
oh, okay. All right. So it's recent that you moved back then?
Yes, it's recent.
Okay.
It's recent.
And so, where do you normally get gigs?
Jeepers, well, wherever pays me, I guess.
Oh, really? Okay.
No, so I've got a few coming up. On the 4th of May is at Faux Café.
Okay.
Which is near Muizenberg. It's in St. James. So
yes.
If you're in the Muizenberg, Kalk Bay, Fishhook area, you know, the deep south. Mm-hmm. We love you guys.
Yeah.
Come over to Faux Café on the 4th of May. It's going to be a party. And then I've got a House of Machines show coming if you in Cape Town.
Mm-hmm.
That's on the 13th of May. And I believe also before all of that, on the 29th of April, is a show at the Barleycorn Music Club.
Oh, right.
And that is going to be a crazy lineup. Yeah.
That used to be strictly folk, so I'm guessing it's really? not so much anymore then.
I guess so. So I know one of my friends is playing the last set. Mm-hmm. You know, they put me on the opener, and I said, hey, you know, be warned, Keith is going to start with a bang. And he was like, yes, I know. So we've got this lineup. It's myself, and then I think it's people called James and Amy, and then it's Steve Newman and Nish Pillay ending it off.
Awesome.
So crazy show, and it's free. So
sure.
Pull in.
Absolutely, yeah. And when is that? On the
29th
of
April. Exactly.
So there you go, guys. If you want to, if you haven't been to Barleycorn, I unfortunately can never go because it is on a Monday night, and I do the blues show on a Monday.
Judy,
it's not right. They, tell them they need to change it to a Thursday night.
I will let them know.
Thank
most
you.
Definitely.
Tell them it's a request, especially from me, because I love going to live gigs. I really do. And do you do only your original music, or do you do covers as well?
No, I play covers too. Now,
mm-hmm.
when I started out, I was just booking on the merit of my original, because I didn't become a musician to play other people's music.
Exactly.
I became it to spread a message to people.
Yes.
So, yeah,
To hear this.
Yeah. So, but then I remember I was, it was still early in my career, and I was so, not proud of myself, but I booked this really like prestigious venue. It was, mm-hmm. I was staying in Somerset West at the time. It's called Bertie's Moorings.
Okay, I've been there.
Yeah, and all the, you know, the bigger names, they come through, that's where they perform if they're in that area. So, you know, I got a slot there.
Oh, awesome.
And I was so excited. And I still remember it was a 2-hour set, just my own songs. Went there and, you know, to me, I killed it. To me, I killed it. And it seemed great. And, you know, off the show, people come, they congratulate you or shake your hand or however. Mm-hmm. And this one guy came up to me. He's like, no, I just want to chat now. And and it felt like he also just wanted to shake hand, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, awesome. You know, I'll come find you. I saw he was sitting there by the bar. And so I went up to him after. I was like, hey, man, you know, what do you want to say? How was the show? And he went, no, you know, I don't know if I can swear, but I don't think so.
Probably not.
Yeah, but he said, no, it was crap, let's say.
Oh.
And I was like, maybe not the best delivery, but I'm open to feedback. I'm happy to hear what you have to say. And he told me, no, I also used to, you know, do music about 10 years ago. So maybe it was bitter, but...
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you can't only play your original songs. And this is what he said to me. He said, the crowd will 100% love the person who plays only covers,
mm-hmm.
but they will go exactly 0% far mm-hmm. in the music industry.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a crowd will be quiet, let's say, on a person who plays only originals,
mm-hmm.
but that person has the ability to actually make a headway in the music industry.
Mm.
And so thank you to that rude guy at that bar, because he's right. And
he wasn't rude. He was just probably being honest and trying to give you good, honest feedback.
Yeah, you know, sometimes the message is prettier than the package it comes in. And yeah, so anyway, so now to long story short, yes, I play a cover, then an original,
okay.
then a cover, then an original.
All right.
So literally 50-50.
Well, I'm glad to hear you throwing in your originals. I am one of those people who actually, if I go and see an artist, I really want to see them perform their own music,
yeah.
particularly if I know they're a singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
But the Unicorn and I were at a show one day, and Justin Sorrell was playing, and he's got a great voice. He really has. And he writes incredible songs. And he actually asked the audience, shall I do more of my own, or do you want covers? And that entire audience shouted out, covers! jazz.
What?
And I went, no.
That's so heartbreaking for the artist as well.
Exactly. Like. So, yeah, it's very hard to break into the original stuff. But once they get to know you and they get to know your songs, and that's really what we're doing. We're chatting to people about you tonight so that they can hopefully say, I remember that song. Yeah. I heard it on Zone Radio. Good to hear it. Yeah, so let's do it live, you know what I mean?
Thank you. Thank you, everybody listening, and I love you. Thank you so much for listening to my songs and supporting me.
So what's next for you, Milan?
Well, I'm collaborating a bit. I'm wanting to release these. Oh, I've got so many songs, but it's just not on. It's not online.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you don't, when you hear a song on the radio, it's not just a guy singing and playing guitar.
Yeah.
You know, it's a whole production. There's a whole story behind it. And for those of you listening, I don't know if you know how much effort goes into a musician from when they write a song to when you hear the fully produced track on radio.
I don't think they have any idea.
It is thousands of rands. You've listened to that song probably 30 million times by the time it's come out. You know, you've tinkered with people back and forth about the tiniest details. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's just 3 minutes of someone's day, but someone has spent hours and hours and days and weeks, multiple people slaving on that song.
Yes.
So any song you hear, even if it's not your favorite one, understand the work that goes into it.
That's a good message to give to people, I think, because and what people often forget, because we can be quite cruel in our criticisms, but that is your heart and soul you've put into that song.
Mm.
Absolutely. So, what is you going to be recording? Do you record in a studio here in Cape Town? Do you record on your own? How do you normally work?
So I have,
and then collaborate afterwards. Or?
Oh, okay, yeah. So I have a studio set up there at my house.
Okay.
I'm very grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you can at least you get all your parts in, you get all all the pieces,
mm-hmm.
and then you collaborate out with people who are. You know, say I'm not a drummer, so I've just put in some basic drums in the background, and then my friend will fill it out with real drums or, you know, things like that. So I'm excited to really get behind these new songs that are coming out.
Mm, and we're excited to receive them. And tell me, do you play any musical instruments yourself?
Yeah.
What do you do?
The song you just heard, I played every single instrument on. Wrote all the lyrics.
So you're a multi-instrumentalist.
Yeah, actually, I only learned how to sing in 2018. So I used to play instruments since I started off with cello. I think I was 8 years old.
Cello, of all things.
Yeah.
That's unusual.
Now I play guitar, I play bass, I play piano. I can do some drums, but basic, and now vocals as well.
You make me sick. All I want to do is learn to play the keyboards.
It's okay. Get healthy and I'll teach you.
I think it's amazing. So you actually started out as an instrumentalist first?
Completely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were you backing any bands or how did it work before you became a singer-songwriter?
Well, I've always just played music and I never really thought it would be a career path until I had this epiphany or life realization that, hey, I want to spread, what do I want to do with my life? I want to spread positivity and spread a positive message into the world.
And we need that right now.
Yeah.
We
and
really
I,
do.
At the time, I actually thought, okay, well, there's two people that do it often and I see, and it's, and you can also drop truth on people because you have a captive audience. So you get comedians and you get musicians.
Mm.
And at any time in their sets, they can stop the jokes or stop the music and they can say, you know, love yourself.
Yes.
Love people around you. You know, be grateful for the things around you. And then carry on with the jokes and all. Then you're like, why? Okay, but that wasn't a joke. Like, that was. And so that then I was like, okay, well, I can do music. I've always done it. So now let me put in the hours. Let me put in the practice. Let me make this dream a reality and spread this message.
Okay.
Like, I want to spread it.
And I think you will, because what strikes me about you, I've chatted to quite a few musicians over the years, is your confidence.
Oh.
I mean, you're incredibly confident. You're a young man, right?
I'm older than I look.
You're incredibly confident. You have this belief in yourself, and that is the first step, is to always have that belief in yourself. And you will be criticized by many people, and you will be put down like that guy did at the bar for you. But you have the ability to bounce back, and then you will make it. You truly will, because I can see your heart is set on it.
It is, and with the support of all these lovely people, you know, how could one not have one's day in the sunshine?
Exactly. So there we go. So you need to organize a whole lot of gigs right here in the valley somewhere. Chacha Cafe Roo and places like that. It's always a good start. People will get to know you. They will start requesting your music, hopefully. And we're going to play another one of yours just now. It's called Weekend Lover.
Yes. I'm happy you have that one.
Do you want to tell us what that's about? It sounds a bit
Weekend
dubious.
Lover. Okay, so that was actually about a night in Stellenbosch. I was seeing one girl, and then I was suddenly seeing a different one. So... But the other one wasn't so happy to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it is about a wild night out at Stellenbosch University.
Oh.
Not the first, not the last.
Yes, I actually remember that story now, because when we featured it, you actually gave us the background to that that song. Yes, I remember that now. Now that you're telling me about it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. So, we wish you loads of success with your career. I hope it's really going to work out for you. I'm sure it will, because as I said, you've got the confidence and the drive behind you to make it work. And you've got your parents behind you as well. And when you say you're here in Cape Town for now, does this mean you are setting your sights overseas?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, no.
So I'm here for the year.
Yes.
I'm making it happen. I would love to play Kirstenbosch. That's on the fridge, on the wish list. And so I'm making inroads to make that happen. I'm here. I'm giving it my all. I'm going to see if I can hit this for six.
Okay.
That would be awesome.
And will you be back when you go overseas?
Oh, most definitely. I love South Africa. It's the best place in the world.
It is. It's wonderful. But unfortunately, we lose a lot of our musicians because the support here isn't as great as it can be overseas. And I'm very aware of that, and it really saddens me, actually. So we'd hate to lose you for good. So you need to come back.
Judy. I will always be back. Don't
Thank
worry.
You.
This will be my first port of call, because I so enjoy talking to you.
It's been lovely chatting to you, too. And sadly, we're almost out of time. So is there anything else you want to share with the listeners before you go?
Hey, drive safe. Focus on the road. The person in front of you, they're not driving badly. They're just distracted. And I love you. If no one else loves you, hey, this guy here on the radio speaking to you now really has your best interest at heart, and I love you so much just because you're human. So enjoy your drive. Check my music out. My name is Milan, and it has been such a big pleasure being here. Thank you so much.
It's been absolutely wonderful having you here, and all the very best. And here is Milan again with Weekend Lover. Thanks, Milan.
Cheers.
Constitution.
We can't rock the Constitution.
Get loose on the revolutionary love, good energy, pull on through. Yeah, it's nice to meet you.
We can't love her on the cover. I'm a weekend lover. Yeah.
That's the fabulous Milan. It was such a pleasure chatting to him. I hope you all enjoyed the interview as much as I really enjoyed chatting to him. I love meeting these musicians and hearing the confidence in this young man. Well, he says he's not as young as he looks, but let me tell you, he looks very young. And I think he's going to go really far. So that we have two of his tracks in our database, and I hope we'll be receiving some more shortly. That was Breathe and Weekend Lover that we listened to. So if you like his music, please request it for us.